Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And up behind me, you hear the cellist Zool Bailey, and he's actually here in the studio to talk about Sitka Summer Music Festival. Welcome, Zool.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning.
Well, let's see. It has the Sitka Summer Music Festival kicked off Saturday, I believe, with a sort of opening celebration.
Yes, we celebrated Paul Rosenthal's return and Arnulf von Arnhem on the piano, and it was a terrific event, wine and friends, and that was something we started a few years ago with Cindy Gibson, kind of a get ready, here it comes event. And so the real festival kicks off this week, and all these familiar favorites are here, and we've got 4 weeks ahead of fantastic fun.
It runs through the 29th.
That's right, that's right.
Well, you know, the first event for this week is the Cafe Concert, which is coming up tomorrow at the Larkspur Cafe here downstairs at the Cable House.
Yes, it's, you know, a few years ago when we were putting together the new, kind of a new, a new chapter, a new vision of thoughts, we added the Cafe series as a way to get to know music that you might be hearing on the weekend, but mostly to get to know the musicians, where you can wine and dine and listen to bits and pieces of the music and just kind of socialize. Of course, as I heard the preview earlier, this is the way concerts used to be. They used to be in cafes and things like this. And usually entire works weren't played. It was just a portion of them, a movement here, a movement there. So Paul Rosenthal and Marcus Thompson and I will be playing the Doknani Serenade. It's a piece that we'll be playing again on Thursday at the Box Lunch Concert at Centennial Hall. And it's a piece that is an incredible work that you'll get insight into, of course, at the Cafe Concert, but also then you'll hear a grand experience in the beautiful hall overlooking the water on Thursday. That's kind of how the weeks are set up now. Wednesdays are generally cafe series. They'll be at different restaurants throughout the summer. Tuesdays are the film series, which we will be showcasing a lot of classical films to give insight into the composers and the performers and things like that. And that's at UAS. And then the Box Lunch on Thursday, that's at noon. And then Friday, Saturday are our Masterworks series, where we go a little heavier and feature a little grander works, like a Chopin piano concerto or a big Brahms piano quintet kind of thing. And then Sundays are our social days. It's kind of the perfect storm for me this summer that, you know, when I became the artistic director several years ago, one of the primary things was to try to put immediately my own flavor into an already perfect pot that Paul Rosenthal, our founder, created over 40 years. And people didn't understand one of the first years I invited no one back from the past 40 years. And my goal is that they had to meet my close friends. Paul invited his close friends for 40 years, and a lot of them returned each year annually. And a lot of those were my friends as well. But the mission is that I wanted to showcase my people, the people that are one degree away from me that I work with around the world. And then I told them that summer, you're not coming back next summer. So I wanted everyone to know that maybe you'll come back every other year, but the mission was to get to this summer, and no one knew that until now, where now my friends are familiar from that first year, which include Awadajan Pratt and Natasha Paremsky and the Cypress String Quartet and people like this. And then now this year, I, of course, now started blending the friends from the past, which include Evan Drachman
and
Marcus Thompson. Mm-hmm. And of course, Benjamin Breen from last summer is coming in here. So now we're finally to the place where familiarity is everywhere. And people have great friends here in town also. So it should be a terrifically perfect summer.
Well, and that's the role of the artistic director, which is to connect patrons to maybe, you know, corners of the musical world they weren't familiar with before.
It's true, and you've got to do it very carefully because we all love and thrive on familiarity and comfort, but we have to be pushed slightly into seeing a different vantage point when we can and we feel comfortable doing so. So I always try to do about a 70-30 split, where 70% is comfort and 30, and it's even in my programming, where I might throw occasional works that you've never heard of, either composers that you've never heard of, or works by famous composers that you've never heard of, sandwiched by, you know, familiar war horses.
Well, and we have the quintets coming in.
Yes, yes. Well, we've got the Catalyst String Quartet as well with the Cypress. And I did that for an artistic reason, because generally speaking, quartets that live and breathe together play better together. And certain pieces, like the Beethoven String Quartets, or the works that are so highbrow that we're so accustomed to, these exhilaratingly manicured performances, are better presented by a group that's been working on them all year and touring with it. So it'll, as an artistic director, it enables me to take a core group like the Catalyst Quartet or the Cypress String Quartet, augment them for special occasions, a Beethoven quintet out of piano, out of viola, out of cello, and do unique things like that, but then have a core part of the program where we all get to sit back and hear a very wonderfully manicured Beethoven string quartet that needs to be that way from my vantage point.
So a different kind of listening experience.
That's right. That's right.
Tell me about what's really exciting you about this season, or that you're really looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to, well, where we are as an organization now. We're in a really wonderfully solid spot, having gone through this transition. I think we just figured out this is my eighth year. And Stevenson Hall plays hugely into that, being on the Sheldon Jackson campus. We are evolving as an organization to not only be a presenting organization of the highest realm, but of course we are the premier classical music presenter in all of Alaska now. We tour the entire state and take our musicians there. And what is enabling us to do this is that we have Stevenson Hall as our base here in Sitka. And that is what I've been calling the mothership. And what that means to me is that everything starts and ends, begins and ends here in Sitka. And so with this idea that everything begins and ends here, we're now taking advantage of having this wonderful facility, Stevenson Hall, to give the opportunity to artists to hone their crafts, to see Alaska, to create new experiences for listeners by working here in Sitka on their craft, but also while they're here doing outreach and educational activities for the community and filling a wonderful void of being accessible to each city that they're in. So to expand on that slightly, this summer we're inaugurating the Sitka Cello Seminar. And what that is right after this festival, which will run for 4 weeks, we've added 2 weeks to have cellists from all over the world, 10 young artist cellists. So what we've got here is you've got the crew, the fine arts camp, invigorates the young people from elementary school through high school. And then you've got the people that we bring in the past that were, you jump three levels, and you've got the people that are highly accomplished professionals that travel the world as the world-class artists, performers. But we were missing the generation that were in the colleges like Juilliard and the New England Conservatory or Eastman School, the Cleveland Institute of Music, that were getting ready to make that next jump, but they needed an opportunity to learn the final aspects of their craft, which is, how does one infiltrate a community? How does one properly educate and have outreach and also learn through performance through these teachers? Okay.
So you're nurturing emerging artists as
that's
well.
That's right. So we have filled that void this year by doing a 2-week seminar. 10 cellists from around the world will be coming in. They will learn about outreach. They will learn about presentation. There'll be master classes held at Stevenson Hall. There will be, at the end of the 2 weeks, a cellobration where we will just have a ridiculously amazing gala concert of all the cellists playing. And to showcase also where we're going with Stevenson Hall, to have it be a destination, a place of education, and kind of a lightning rod for culture and the arts in Alaska.
You know, so it's been very interesting watching you, Zuhal, over your 8 years. And what I see you doing is you're really working on connecting artists to communities in a very visceral way, in a very fundamental way. How does this tie into your philosophy as a musician, your personal philosophy?
Well, my personal philosophy is it's last man standing. And what that means is that, you know, we were talking about my 8 years here, seeds that I began slowly sowing and getting to grow 8 years ago are finally growing now. Most people that I'm trying to make them understand are looking for the quick fix, the quick, I don't know, they're not looking for the long haul. And so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to maybe invigorate a new generation of musicians to take responsibility for their work and to not only take responsibility for it, but stick around and watch it work. So this is what was my commitment to Sitka. I jokingly said, I can only give you 50 years.